This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Switz, and welcome to Morning Devotions. 1945, a long time ago. Many of us who might be a bit older might remember the show tune from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Carousel. Some wonderful lyrics, including "You'll Never Walk Alone." When it was first heard, that song on Broadway, it was an instant hit. World War II had ended, and it spoke about triumph over adversity, and of course, "You'll Never Walk Alone." The songs remained popular through the 50s, and then 1963, the Mercy Boot band Jerry and the Pacemakers brought it alive. It's got a terrific message of hope. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the storm. Walk with hope in your heart and you'll never walk alone. It does have a strong and encouraging theme that no matter what happens, you're never alone. Don't be afraid because others are going through a similar experience to you. Talking about storms, well, storms are part of life. And wherever we are, there's fear, doubt, and questions will come. How are we supposed to walk on with hope in our heart? Where does it come from? The Weather Bureau are pretty good at predicting storms, but they can blow in from anywhere. But you can't control the storms. You can put away your outside furniture, bring it inside to stop it blowing around, make sure your doors and windows are all closed, but you've got no control over the timing or ferocity. It's just going to hit. In the same instance, no one is exempt from the storms and struggles of life. They're going to come when you least expect them, and you will need some courage, perseverance. So it's nothing to do whether you're a religious person or not. I'm talking generally, because life is uncertain. And you might have your life turned upside down. But I like the quote that I read. "The storm you face is your teacher. The experience you gain is your lesson. And the life you make from it all is your blessing." Well, the New Testament's got this dramatic story in Luke 8 of a storm. Jesus and the apostles were in a small boat on the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee sits in a depression with mountains about 2,000 feet above sea level. So the winds funnel down from these mountains and you've got the violent storms that come. And some of the men in the boat this particular day were seasoned fishermen, so they were used to unpredictable weather and the sudden raging storms that hit. But this was a super storm. The waves were crashing into the boat and Luke tells us they were in fear of their lives. But Jesus was there asleep, obviously exhausted from a day's work. He wasn't aware of the danger and the others woke him. They were panic-stricken. "Master," they said, "we're perishing." And he calmed them down, calmed the storm down. And it was a miracle, actually, as Jesus controlled the elements and the men in the boat were astounded that he had the power over the angry sea. Did they really believe he was the Messiah? It seems not. They forgot that nothing is impossible to Jesus. We sometimes talk about Corrie ten Boom, the Dutch survivor of a concentration camp. And she wrote the remarkable book, The Hiding Place, A Story of Faith and Courage. And later in life, as an older person, she toured the world and spoke to thousands of people. And people would say, "Corrie, what great faith you've got." And she used to say, "No, that's not the case. It's what a great God I have." And the more we trust God in the storms, the more we know him and his amazing strength to help us. Some Sunday school songs stay in your mind. Maybe if you went to Sunday school, you might remember the chorus, "With Christ in the boat or in the vessel, you can smile at the storm." I'm not sure if that's really true, but I've got the meaning. Trusting God helps calm the soul. You can live in peace. Whether it makes you smile or not, I don't know. But maybe today, as I'm talking to you, you're in the middle of a massive storm. The difficulties on your plate are very hard. But God, through Jesus, wants to take care of the problems, and that's what faith is all about. It doesn't mean that you won't face another storm. Could be another storm just around the corner. But it does mean, just as the apostles had, Jesus is on board in the boat of your life who takes care of the winds and the waves. Heavenly Father, thank you that even though the storm is brewing, that you're there with your hand of faith, your hand of comfort and strength. May that be for me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.